Tough. Biggs got with you to the bottom of Capon Bay, right?
No?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Give all that. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, so the dam is obviously Chabezalah. We'll start where he left off. If you remember, the Mishnah said.
Four lines up from it.
Yeah.
It's Barosh Chadashim, right?
Right,
the Mishnah said that on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed, because these are days which have Musaf, but don't have an Isra Melacha, we do four Aliyos, not more, not less, and no Haftarah, right? Okay. Ba'amine Ula Barav Meirava. Ula Barav asked Rava. Parashas Rosh Chodesh. Keta Koronosa. Tzavis Mnei Yisrael Meratali Hemes Karni Lachmi. Dehavian Taman Yavzuchi. Heichi Navid. Okay, the question is as follows. How do you do an Aliyah on Rosh Chodesh? Right, you've all noticed, I'm sure, that in the common minhag, psukim are actually repeated, right? During Rosh Chodesh, Kriyas Torah, right? We're about to see the reason why. How do you do it? The problem is that the paragraph, right, the parashia, Tzavos Bnei Yisrael v'amrata l'hem eskor b'nei l'chmi yashai, re'ach l're'ach nifri t'chmehu l'akriv li b'moyadoi, that those eight psukim, there's eight of them. Now, how many, do you remember how many psukim is there to an aliyah? So 8 does not divide evenly into 3. Right? So there's going to be a problem. How do we divide it up? Right? And then we can't continue. So this is Nikli Tre Tlatsa Tlatsa Psukim Tashla. Sorry. If you read 3 Psukim for the first Aliyah and then 3 Psukim, 3 Psukim Kol and 3 Psukim Levi, then there's going to be 2 left over. And we already saw you don't end a parashia with only 2 Psukim left. Right? Because you saw this already, right? Yeah? Because somebody might come in and think that you can then have an aliyah of less than 3 psukim. So then says, ve'eim esharim parasha pachis v'shalosh psukim, and you never lead less than 3 psukim in a parasha. Nikri arba arba parasha l'shiva. If you were to read 4 psukim and then another 4 psukim, meaning korn before and levi before, then there will be 7 psukim left in the entire kriya for Rosh Chodesh, right? Uva Yom Shabbos Havim Shrei, the parsha of Yom Shabbos, of the Musa for Shabbos is 2 psukim. Uva Rosh Chodeshim, and the parsha for the Musa for Rosh Chodesh itself, which is really what you're trying to get to, right? That's 5 psukim.
I would leave 7 if there's only 8.
2 plus, there's 8 in
one
the one for Korban Tomet, then another 2 for Shabbos, and 5 for Rosh Chodesh. 2 plus 5 is 7, right? Okay, so then hey, Chinavid, so how are we going to deal with this? Nikri trei meha v'chad mehanach. So if you were to say we're going to eat the two from Uvo Yom HaShabbos and then one from Rosh Chod of Rosh Chodeshechem, the first pasuk of Rosh Chodeshechem, ein maskilin parasha pachis mishloish psukim. You never start a parasha with less than 3 psukim. Right, likli trei meha v'tlasa meha pashal trei. If you were to read 2 over Yom Shabbos and then 3 from Rosh Chodesh, then how many are you going to have left in over Rosh Chodeshem? There's 5 psukim. We've already read 3. 2. You never end up a parasha with less than 3 psukim. Less than 3 psukim. Right, it's very hard to work out how you're going to structure the aliyos. Amar loyde, he said to him. Rava answered, "Zu loy shamati." I didn't actually hear the answer to this question. But I did hear something which I think is similar. This now as we haven't missed. Now, Yomer Rishon Bereshis, Vayihi Rakiv. Vesani Allah Bereshis Bishnayim Yehi Rakia Be'echad. Right. So it says that we have a mission that says in Tainis that when the Ma'amodis came to the Beit HaMikdash, does everybody know who the Ma'amodis were? Not bad, actually. I haven't heard that particular description, but kinda. Right, there is a takana, there is a general rule that when a korban is brought, the bailim, the owner of the korban, should be there. Right? When it comes to the korban tamid, or any other korban which is brought by all of Am Yisrael together, that's a little bit complicated, because you can't exactly get all of Yisrael every single day to the Beis Mikdash to watch the korbanos, right? So instead, representatives are sent, right? They fast, and they read from the Torah, and they read Slichos, and they daven Ne'ilah, right? Because it's a fast day for them. And that's what the Ma'amadis are, and they read from the Torah. And they read from the Torah for the day of Bereshit that they are in. So on Sunday they read about Sunday, and on Monday they read about Monday, so on and so forth. Right, that's what the Ma'amadites are. So the so it says, on the Biyom HaRishon, on Sunday they would say Bereshit. They will read the word. They will read the parasha of Bereshit, Vayihi Rakeah, right? And that being, they would read on the first and the second day. It says Vesani Allah Bereshit Bishnayim Rakeah Becha. They would have two aliyah. They would fit two aliyahs into Bereshit. Via Bryson says they would fit two aliyahs into the first day, and they would do the third aliyah on the second day. Vehavinan Ban says, wait, that doesn't make sense. Bishlamayi Rakeah Becha. This last subsuki havu. It makes sense that you could have the second day be one aliyah, because it has three psukim in it. And Bereshit b'shnayim chamisha psukim havu. Right, but when it comes to Bereshit, the first day, that's only five psukim in the parasha. Right, so how are you making it into two aliyahs? V'sanya, we have a b'raisa, kore v'sora l'yifchois mishlesha psukim. Somebody should never read less than three psukim from the Torah. V'yitzmar Allah, Rav Amar Doleg, v'shmuel Amar Posek. Right, so the answer was Rav said that Rav solved the problem as follows. He said they what they would do is they would read three psukim and the first three psukim, and then they would read the last three psukim, meaning the second pasuk, the third pasuk. Sorry, would be repeated. Both aliyos would read the third pasuk. That was the way Rav solved the problem. And Shmuel said posek. Right, they would actually cut the pasuk in half, so each aliyah would read 2.5 psukim. Yeah. Rav Amar Doleg, my time alay Amar Poisek. Why didn't Rav say you cut the pasuk in half? Kasavra ko psuka delay paskin and Moshe anan le paskin and lay. Says Rav, I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu said this was one pasuk and you're going to cut it into half? It doesn't make any sense. Right? Vishmuel Amar paskin and lay. And Shmuel said, no, you can. You can cut it in half. Why not? Veha Amar Rabbi Kanina kra tsar godol hayali eitz. Right, Rabbi Hananya kara tsar gadol hayali eitzel Rabbi Hanina gadol velo hiter li lifsoik elatiliti noka shall be thrown ho il vele hislamed asuin. Says, didn't Rabbi Hananya kara, right? Rabbi Hananya kara, meaning he was an expert in psukim. He used to teach people psukim. He used to teach people Tanakh, right? Used to say that I were Rabbi Hanina Yehagadol used to drive me crazy, because he told me you can never stop in the middle of a pasuk except when you're teaching a shir, because then they're coming to actually learn the pasuk. Then they're coming to actually learn the pasukim, so you teach it to them bit by bit. But otherwise, it's asked to stop in the middle of a pasuk. Isn't that against Shmuel's opinion that you stop in the middle of a pasuk? Hasam taima mai mishum delei efshar hachana milei efshar. Says there is no option, says Shmuel. Right? Well, the reason why you can stop in the middle of pasuk is if you're going to teach people the pasukim, and remember the goal was that people learn all Tanakh Baal Peh, right? So then you have to teach it to them in little bits. You can't teach them an entire pasuk every single time. They're not going to learn anything. So too, here, there is no other option. If you want to do this Kriyas HaTorah, you're going to have to divide the first day into two aliyos, which means stopping in the middle. Yeah? Everybody understands? Vishmul Aram Poisik, my time Aram Doleg. Why didn't Shmuel say you just repeat the third pasuk the way Rav said? Gzeira Mishum Nechnatsim Mishum Yotzin. Because somebody will come in or leave right a little bit early, and what will they think? They'll either think that the first aliyah only had two psukim, or they'll think that the second aliyah only has two psukim. Right, because either way you're starting less than three psukim from the beginning of the parasha, or you're finishing less than three psukim from the end of the parasha. Right, it's five psukim. So if you read three psukim and then you read another three psukim and the middle one is repeated, then there's two psukim at the end for the second, at the beginning for the second aliyah, and two psukim at the end for the first aliyah. And people are going to come in at the wrong time, and they're going to think that an aliyah can be less than three psukim. Maisavi. Parsha shel shisha psukim, koron oisa bishnayim, v'shel chamisha psukim biyachid. So you have a braisa that says the opposite of what we said so far. A parsha which has six psukim, you can divide it up into two aliyos. If it has only five psukim, one person reads it. Because of everything we've been talking about, right? Kara rishon shloisha, hasheni kore shnayim misharsha zu, v'echad miparsha acheres. What happens if the first person really only read three psukim and then he went down? Meaning they made a mistake, right? then the second person should read the last two psukim and one from the next parasha. So there's three psukim in the Iliya. And there are some people say, V'yeshem re'en shloisha, l'fishen maskelen parasha pachis v'shloisha psukim. Right? And then some people say you should read two psukim, and then the last two psukim, and then three from the next parasha, because you never leave less than three stop reading three psukim less than three psukim from the beginning of parasha. Vim isa, and if you were this, and if either Rav Shmuel is correct, leman de amar doleg nidleg leman de amar poisek nifseik, and if either Rav or Shmuel is right, then what should we say? We should either say repeat the pasuk the way Rav said, meaning repeat the third pasuk, that way we don't have less than three psukim at the end of a parasha, right? Or we should say chop the pasuk in half the way Shmuel said, so we don't have less than three psukim at the end of a parasha, right? Why isn't either of these suggestions made in the Braisa? The Braisa says something completely different. Yeah? Shiny awesome, the Efshar Bahachi. So the Gemara says, no, there you can really continue and make an aliyah of three psukim. When it comes to the Ma'amadis, the whole point is you want to read specific things on every single day, not more and not less. So you don't have the option of just keeping going in the fashion that the Braisa describes. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Tanchum said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Halacha ke Yeshayim. The halacha is that you keep going for three psukim in the event that somebody, in the event that was a parasha with five psukim, and the first aliyah made a mistake and only read three, then the halacha is you should read two and then three in the next parasha. And that is the way we passed in. Ve'amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And Rabbi Tanchum said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kashem Shein Maskin and Parasha Pachis Mishloisha psukim. Kach ein meshayrin veparasha pachis mitzloshup. Oh, sorry, I should explain. Right, all of that was to work out how you do the aliyah on Rosh Chodesh, because we have eight and then two and then five that we're trying to read. Right, so lamaisa, the way, excuse me, there are basically two suggestions that show up in the Rishonim. Right, the first one is to do three. Cohen does late. Cohen, wait. Yeah, Cohen does three. Cohen does three, then Levi does, I think, the next five. Then Yisroel does three from that parasha and two from the next one. Right, and then we have the five of Rosh Chodeshim as the fourth aliyah. And the other suggestion which is made is I think four and four, then four, they divide Cohen is the first four, Levi is the first, second four, and then three and two, and then of Rosh Chodeshim. Everybody understands?
Two and three, right?
No, they don't go into Rosh Chodeshim, they read the three, previous three from Tzav, from Tzav's Bnei Yisrael. They don't go forward, they go back three. Because you can't go forward three, but then you only have two psukim left at the end of the parasha, yeah?
Overall, there's 15 psukim in that whole...
Yeah.
So I don't know, why specifically are we trying to delegate that you can only get where? It's 15 psukim and there's four aliyahs.
No, we're trying to make it so that at the end, at the beginning and end, we never either read less than three psukim from the beginning of parasha, or end the parasha with less than three psukim to go. And remember, there's the first parasha is eight psukim, the second is two, and the third is five. So the numbers don't work out. Right, it's not just trying to get each aliyah having three psukim or more, it's that you have to break up the parshiyos in that fashion as well. Okay? Everybody followed? Great. And so... I'm a Rabbi Tarkon, Rabbi Yisrael ben Levi. Kashem she'ein maschilim parasha pachis mishloish psukim. Kach ein meshayrim parasha pachis mishloish psukim. Just as you never stop less than three psukim from the beginning of a parasha, you never leave less than three psukim before the end of a parasha. Pshita. Says that's obvious. Hashta umas chalta dekame kiltan akana machmiri yesh omrim shiur de machmir tanakama like kol shekain de machmiri yesh omrim. So the Gemara says that's obvious. If the tanakama was makel about starting the parasha, right? The tanakama let you finish the parasha up, let you finish with only one pasuk into a parasha, but the other, right? That was a possibility.
Right? Remember we said Tanakama said if you have two psukim left in a parasha, you do two and then one from the next parasha. Meaning you can finish only one pasuk into the parasha. But they still think you're not allowed to leave less than three psukim before the end of a parasha. Then Kal Vachomer, the Yeshomerim that says you have to get at least three psukim into the parasha, will say you can't leave less than three psukim before the end of the parasha. Right? Everybody follow it? Do I need to repeat it? Good? Okay. Right, so the answer was... No, Maudzeim, and what have you thought? Nisnazen shichim yotzin lo shichi, demanche sever tofer ametorah v'nafki ka mashmalan. You would have thought that people who come late to davening and therefore don't realize that you already, the first aliyah was, that the previous aliyah was three psukim or more, right? That's common, that people would come late to davening and miss an aliyah, totally normal, and therefore you have to really be careful about what they might think when they walk in late, right? You'll have to be really careful that they should never be in a situation where they'll think you did an aliyah of less than three psukim, right? But people leaving in the middle of Kriyas Torah, that's relatively uncommon, and therefore you don't have to be worried that somebody will leave in the middle and think that there's the next aliyah is going to be less than three psukim, so you don't have to worry about leaving three psukim or less before the end of a parasha. Kamash Milan, that we are worried about people leaving early as well. Could we know this is a good time to say that Moran Sotah does say explicitly that you should not leave davening in the middle of Kriyas Torah under any circumstances. When the Sefer Torah is out of the Aron, we don't leave the Tzul. Oh yeah? And not respectful to the Torah. Vesanakana Maishnash Yuri Delay Mishum Yotsin Asfulinami Zera Mishum Nangisnosim. Says, what about the Tanakama? Right, the Tanakama is saying that you can't finish a parasha with less than three psukim to go, right? But he's saying that you can start a parasha with less than three psukim. Why is he only doing a gzeira because of people leaving early? He should also do a gzeira because of people coming late, as we just said. So it says, Amri man de ayel shiyuli shayel. He says, no. If somebody comes late and he sees that there's less, and he thinks that there was less than three psukim in the previous aliyah, because the next aliyah is starting only one pasuk into the parasha, he'll ask. But wait, why is this part? Why are we only one pasuk into the parasha? However, if he leaves early, he's not going to ask, because he just left. He'll assume. Yeah? Shalach le rabba breda rabba le rab Yosef hilchasamai. So it says, what is the halacha? How do we paskin on the issue of the ma'amadois, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? It says, Shalach le responded, hilchasadole, can we paskin like Rav, that they should repeat the middle pasuk of the five? Right? Ve'emtza'i dolgon. Right? And the middle aliyah is the one who repeats psukim. Meaning the second of the three. Right? Or the second of the third, or third on Rosh Chodesh. Meaning it's always going to be a middle aliyah that does the repeat, not the first aliyah, not the last aliyah.
So wouldn't it make more sense
to repeat
between 2 and 3
on Scottish?
Sorry?
It
would
make more sense
then
to repeat between 2 and 3.
That's exactly what we do.
Sorry.
We know 3, and then the sixth pasuk is the one's repeated in the third aliyah.
No, the third
one. What?
Third one.
Is the third repeated? I mean, it's also one in the middle. It's one in the middle too.
I would say it makes more sense because it's the same parasha.
It's the middle too.
Between 2 and 3. Like,
I thought we repeat. Really? Oh, you're right. No, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's. I mean, there's different minhagim on it, but Lamaisa, it's one in the middle. One in the middle of the is the one that has to repeat. Okay. The mission now has a lot. We don't have a lot of time to do this. You know what? I think we'll stop a little bit early today, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Okay, first gentlemen.